Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Fuller, is. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Stu Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ev Brehm. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ev Brehm. And now, play ball. Chick Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Fuller reaches third base with a triple. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's Giants, 1, Pirates, 1. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up towards third. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fulles takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Leach reaches third base with a triple. Fulles goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Fussell now pitching. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leach tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Fussell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Fussell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fussell hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner bunts for a single. Bartel moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. Bartel moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Clark applying the tag. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Fred Fussell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fussell is 0 for 1 in the game. Fussell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fussell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Fullers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fullers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fullers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. There goes Fullers. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wainer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fullers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fullers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Fullers takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Komorowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Fullers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley bunts towards third. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Ott reaches second base with a double. Terry moves to third. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Fussell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fussell is 0 for 2 in the game. Fussell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fulles. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. Wehner scores. Komorowski goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Giants. Carl Mays now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trainer moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Fulles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohen strikes out. One out. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. Fulles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to third. Fulles moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fussell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mays scores. Fulles moves to third. It's 8-5, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Ott reaches second base with a double. Fulles scores. Farrell scores. Terry goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Fred Fussell. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Mean now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-4 in the game. Cohen hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson throws to second for one, and Cohen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wehner scores. One out. It's 11-6, Giants. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Trainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Komorowski moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Komorowski scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 11-7, Giants. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Trainer scores. Hemsley scores. It's 11-9, Giants. Larry Benton now pitching. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton juggles the ball. That's an error on Benton. Shealy scores. Clark moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-10, Giants. Bob Linton pinch hits for Heinie Mean. Bob Linton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Clark trying to get to home. Ott throws the ball into O'Farrell who tags Clark who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 10. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.